Hi everyone, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm your host Marianne from Yachts and Mermaids, and for today I have a special guest behind behind the screen. I guess that it is behind the screen, but anyway, on the other side of the screen, her name is Lauren Wortley, and she is currently a stewardess on board. She has been in the yachting industry for 5 years, and she's also the owner of ethical yacht work. Anyway, let her say the name. Hi, Lauren. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
So, Lauren, I really was super inspired, and inspire is the word, and really empower us at the same time as a woman, as a female, seafarer, seeing somebody like you who is currently in the industry making a difference, you know, towards the ocean, towards the environment, to helping us make better choices as crew members, more consciousness into it, and the fact that you are building, you know, that you're an entrepreneur in the middle of all this. So I really, you know, felt called to bring you into the show and just share your story, because I feel that it's something that could really be beneficial for other people to know about and get inspired. So can you tell us a little bit about how your company came to life in the middle of your yachting career and all this?
Sure. Yeah, of course I can. So basically, my current company is Ethical Yachtwear, as you said. And that's my main focus. I originally had another company called One Back. And the way that sort of started was I was on a very busy charter season in the Med. And I've sort of, you know, I love yachting and I love working for guests particularly. I'm crazy about charters. You know, hospitality is my life. I love making people happy. That's where I got into this industry. And I think, at a point there, after a couple of years of yachting, I decided that, you know, like, there's a lot of opportunity in this world, and I wanted to create something of my own. You see all these wealthy people and successful people on boats, and for me, it was just important to try and, you know, do something for myself as well. And so initially, I was working on very busy charter boats. Sometimes I'd have 2 hours breaks each day, back-to-back season. I think I worked maybe 163 days in a row, something like that, with no day off. And every time I got a 2 hour break, I was like, okay, so I was thinking and I was listening to podcasts and reading books and thinking what I was going to do. And at the time, the shoe company called Tom's originally came out and became quite famous. And I thought, wow, that's a really cool concept. You know, you buy a pair of shoes and you give one back. And so I wanted to recreate something similar with a similar business model. And that's where I came and I created One Back. And that's predominantly based in Australia. For every t-shirt we sell, which is a surf style t-shirt, it's kind of snowboard, surf, ocean orientated t-shirts with my branding. For every t-shirt we sold, we would collect a bucket of plastic out of the ocean. We also contribute to a company that pays poor people in poor nations to pick up plastic. And when they pay them, they're reducing poverty at the same time the plastic's being collected out of the ocean. So it's a really cool company that we found, and I really wanted to fund them in any way I could. So originally, I did this with One Back, and then I was on the boat I'm actually currently on at the moment. I've been on this boat for about a year and a half.
So I'm going to cut you off real quick. As you're telling me all this, you are literally busy as crazy on a charter boat, and this is where actually the One Back company business actually started. It wasn't something that you had previously before you joined yachting. It was literally created in the middle of a crazy season.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, I just have that burning desire that I saw, you know, these successful people and all the charters, and I was like, wow, these guys have really made an impact in whatever industry that, you know, they work in or they came from, and I just wanted to do the same. I was like, well, you know, it's my time now, even though I'm in the, you know, middle of this crazy, you know, I haven't slept for days, maybe being that, you know, sleep deprived, maybe that's what caused me to be so crazy and try something like that, but it seemed to work. So no, I was really, really happy with that. And I pursued One Back for a while. It's still running now, but I got really lucky when I put an article in Dock Walk, and I contacted the editor, and a friend of mine had gotten the editor's card and said to me, you know, why don't you do an article in Doc Walk about One Back, because it's ocean oriented, you know, it's environmental. And I kind of put it on the to-do list, and, you know, with a small business and then a busy charter boat, there's a lot of things to do. And I put it there for a while. And then after some time, I thought, you know, I really should contact them. That would be really, you know, really good if it worked out. I got in contact, and they were really happy with, you know, the concept of my business. We did a big article in One Back in Doc Walk. And then I fortunately had a couple of boats, one particular big boat, but a couple of boats contact me saying, hey, how do I get your t-shirts with our yacht logo? And I kind of, you know, I didn't even think about it too much. I really just thought, well, what about my brand? You know, all my t-shirts come with my brand. I was, you know, a little bit, that was my kind of project. And then, but I thought about it, you know, well, like the industry, it could use an awesome change to a more sustainable option for uniform. And with a couple of, you know, days just thinking about it, I thought, wow, you know, this could be a really cool thing. So I said, yeah, of course I can put your logo on my t-shirts. And then I just made it all work. You know, I looked at the logistics, I found the t-shirts. I actually produced a larger number of t-shirts for boats straight away than I ever had for my first brand.
As you're talking, I have so many questions like coming in my head. Yeah. So I'm just going to be like cutting you off every time I can. As you're doing all this, you know, you're in the middle of a charter, you're sleep deprived, that probably kicks something into gear. I love the fact that you actually got inspired by the wealthy people to, you know, to create more wealth and abundance instead of like coming from the place of fear and just, you know, kind of like seeing the bad side or the negative side of what we, you know, seeing wealthy people sometimes in yachting. I love the fact that you actually, you know, saw the other side of it and actually used it as that propelling, you know, drive force to create your own abundance. So with that being said, I have a question. You know, you're not in Australia. You are in the middle of wherever. What did you do? Like, did you get contractors? You know, like, how did this all actually ended up working where you don't actually have to be physically in the place that you're creating all this, right?
Sure. To be honest with you, this day and age is awesome because it doesn't matter where you are, you can pretty much run a business, you know, and that's not obviously for every industry, but with e-commerce and social media and all of that, these days it becomes quite easy to run a business from basically wherever you are. It's not super relevant, you know, and that's not obviously for every business, but for what I was looking to do, I could make it work. And my most inspirational thing that I've read is The 4-Hour Work Week, which is a book written by Tim Ferriss. He's got a radio show, a podcast. He's done a couple of sequel books, and he just explains, you know, the nature of this day and age. You can go online and get freelancers to help you with design. You know, you can basically do anything from the internet. And his whole concept is you work 4 hours a week and you have all these resources, and it listed in this book. And I just basically read this book and took his advice and set it up from the other side of the world. And this boat that I was on at the time, it was it's a charter seasonal boat. So I knew my contract was finishing in November. So for me, really, I did all the groundwork as much as possible for the time that then I moved back to Australia. And then I could be a little bit more hands-on. But there's a lot of things I could do before that. Because, you know, you don't get a business and start the next day. There's a lot of things to do. And, you know, a lot of information and education and all that sort of stuff that you can learn before you actually open your business. So I did most of the groundwork before I started it, I guess.
But basically, you can be wherever you are now or anywhere in the world, and you have all your key players of the business set up that you don't actually have to be physically checking, you know, the material, checking everything, because that's obviously set up in a way that you trust those contractors, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and you know, the best thing about yachting is I've made friends all over the world that, you know, I have trusted friends that if I say, hey, look, I've got a big shipment, can you please check this stock for me? I can have someone wherever I am, basically check something for me. So
that's amazing, the beauty of yachting.
It's incredible. Yeah. And once you start critically thinking like that, you know, like you can come up with anything, in my opinion. But
it's really using everything that you have been gifted to your advantage, mm-hmm. you know, and to create more wealth and to create more abundance. So you said that you had the opportunity after Dog Walk and all this, that they said, oh, well, can you just do it for our boat? And that's where Ethical Yacht Wear became alive. So do you still have one back, or is one back merged now with Ethical Yacht Wear?
I do have one back. It's still in Australia. Actually, I have that Instagram following. I wanted to, for the minute, I kind of not push the sales on one back as much, just because I've been really focusing on Ethical Yacht Wear. That has become my passion, and you know, with my brand, it's awesome. You know, I love to get individual people buying sustainable things, but this, I felt like I could create quite a bit of impact within, you know, a relatively large industry. So I think, you know, one back was really it was the gateway to Ethical Yacht Wear, so to speak. Yeah,
absolutely. And so when you talk about sustainability and saying that you are, because I feel like that's a word that is just being used and thrown like everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, you know, and it's such a fine line, you know, because mm-hmm. like, sustainable could mean so many things at the end of the day. So when it comes down to Ethical Yacht Wear, what does that actually means for your business?
Okay, sure. So basically, Ethical Yacht Wear now is a uniform company. And we do tops, hoodies, hats, pretty much everything except for the bottoms at the moment. And when I say sustainable, all our stuff is 100% organic cotton. Cotton and manufacturing and the garment industry is one of the worst industries within the world. And so for a normal cotton farm, You grow the cotton and you spray pesticides and fertilizers and all these chemicals on the cotton, you know, to grow it. And then all those chemicals end up in the ocean. So for everything I sell and supply, it's 100% organic cotton. So there's no pesticides, there's no fertilizers, there's no ocean runoff. So that's step one, you know, like we make sure that everything fiber wise and material wise, there's nothing going into the ocean that can harm the ocean from the beginning. And then anything else we do that's not organic cotton is 100% recycled post-consumer material. So it's, you know, our down jackets are 100% recycled polyester. So we're not actually creating, if it's not organic cotton, we're not creating more material. We're using what already pre-exists. And then in terms of, 100% organic cotton or recycled material, and all our accessories and amenities are all fair trade, same again, like environmentally friendly, not tested on animals.
You also have amenities for like guests and stuff?
Yes.
Like
that? Yeah. Okay. We have organic sort of amenities, as well as razors, which are made from stainless steel, so no plastic. So everything follows exactly the same line. And the other side of the coin, apart from the sustainability side, is everything is fair trade, 100% made in fair trade factories, because although we want to take care of our planet through everything we do, it's really important we take care of the people who make everything for us. So
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that we are, the people are, is also part of the planet, right? We tend to forget, you know, that we are part of nature. Literally, we are nature. I love it, and I love that it, you know, that shows the real ethical as well part of it, you know, not just obviously taking the steps to become more conscious of how we create things and how it actually the effect that it has, you know, on us and obviously the earth. And I think that there's a big movement in yachting right now where people are, it's almost like, I mean, it's like happening worldwide, but I love the fact that I've been able to, you know, actually see it in yachting, you know, where it's like this big movement where, you know, stewardesses that are pretty much involved and are, they have the power to choose, you know, a lot of the provisioning that happens on board, especially uniforms and amenities and all that, that they have now, you know, companies like your company that actually makes it so much accessible and easier, you know, and you as a stewardess, then you know exactly the needs of other girls, because, you know, you are them. So I love that, you know, because it's a little bit weird when somebody doesn't really understand the industry, because, you know, they just sometimes just don't get it, you know, and I love that. And my, what other questions coming up for me? So as you're doing all this, and I think like where I'm going with this, obviously, is the fact that I know that a lot of female crew out there are, you know, stewardesses is an amazing job, but it's one that, you know, you're not going to do for a lifetime. You know, let's be real. Like, it's really physical, mental. We're not going to want to live in a little bunk for the rest of our lives. And you're obviously that example where you're like already working towards what you want while actually enjoying where you're at, which I think that is key, because a lot of people are finding it hard to actually exit or create something for their future. And I see it over and over. And for me, it's like, until you're not happy where you're at, it's going to be really hard to create more of what you want. And I think that is where you're at, you know, and that example that you're giving us, that is like, I'm happy where I'm at as a stewardess, but I still want more, and I'm creating that, you know, and that passion and that flow is just there. It's abundance, and it's actually flowing in harmony to give you more of what you actually want.
Yachting is the perfect opportunity to do something for your future, because whether you're on a back-to-back charter season, and maybe, you know, and maybe you can't set up a business and you can't study then, but you're saving the money that you could set up a business and study, or if you have a more relaxed schedule, you know, you can study a degree, you can build a business, you know, like, there's so many things you can do if you want to do. And look, everybody is different, and everybody's happy with, you know, the way they do things. But if you're interested in doing something else, I think it's a perfect opportunity to do so when you're a stewardess.
Absolutely. So talking money, how much have you had to invest financially for this to actually take off, you know? It's just kind of like, I'm just wondering.
To be honest with you, in terms of money, very little. Purely because I hire somebody who helps me with all my marketing, my website, everything like that. But as I said, within that 4-hour work week book, they gave you a lot of resources which you can explore. And honestly, you don't need a lot of money these days. This big marketing budget, you know, now that you have Instagram and Facebook, that, you know, you don't need that, in my opinion, in my experience. In terms of stock and everything else, I kind of, you know, had a good flow on stock already through One Back. And then it kind of, I'd make everything to order. So I'll do every order. And then if a boat pays me, and then I'll get their order ready, or I'll get their order ready and I get paid. So I've come to a system at the moment where I actually haven't had to invest a lot of money, to be honest with you.
Okay. And where you're saying you haven't had to invest a lot of money, like, are we talking, you haven't had to invest 50 grand, or are you talking you haven't even have to invest 10 grand? Like, what's number?
Not even 10 grand.
Not even 10 grand. Okay. So you guys, like, seriously, this is it. And I love that, because I'm in a place similar to you where I have created my own business, for the yachting industry to give back to them. And like you do, I also give back to Ocean Cleanup and other different partners that we have. So, you know, everything that we, you know, for me, it's like, when you invest in yourself, you should, you know, it's like changing the world. That's like our motto kind of thing. So, and to be honest, like you, like, I haven't really, when it comes down to numbers, I haven't even invested, I don't think, like, even 2 grand. And I have a company. Yeah. You know, and like you said, everything is all online, and you can resource, and you can actually access, like you said, using freelancers and all these other resources that are available to us, because the fact of the matter is that you don't have all the skills, and that's okay, but there's other people out there that do have the skills.
Exactly. I've even, during COVID, actually, my sister, she also was in yachting, and she's studying to be a nurse back in Australia at the moment, but she lost her job, so I've even started paying, you know, her for some of her rent that she normally has to pay just to help me with some of my social media. And because I'm terrible at social media, I, you know, Instagram, it's just not my thing. I think it's awesome. It's a great medium for today. I'm just not really good at being connected too much to technology. I'm terrible at it. So, and that's the thing, you know, and she didn't have a job. So I was like, hey, do you want to work for me a little bit during the week? And there's so much opportunity around you, you know, and
exactly, it's awesome.
It's awesome what you can optimize on.
Yeah. And I think the opportunity shows because you have the mentality that, you know, you're even saying it, there's always opportunity. There's so much opportunity. So it is impossible for you not to actually see that and be able to access it. So again, that shift, you know, that mindset, you know, that you have is really what creates, you know, the outcome of where you are. And so, yeah, guys, like, take notes. Seriously, this is like a mess.
If anybody ever needs help who listens to this, I mean, like, I'm on Facebook. I don't have my own personal Instagram, but, you know, and my email, just send me a message. I've got people asking me all the time how to set up a business, how I did it. And like, if anybody ever needs help or advice, please let me know.
So another question that comes to mind, because this is obviously the competition, right? Because obviously uniforms is such a big thing in the industry. And it's actually crazy, really, just like what I have seen in the side of uniforms. And so my question is, because of how the industry works, where, you know, it's like, I need it now, I need it for yesterday, you know, how do you compare? Obviously, you're a small business, you're a startup, comparing yourself to somebody who's been in the industry for a long time and, you know, obviously has access to other stuff. But yeah, what has been your experience with that type of I don't even know what to call it, happening, you know? Like, yeah, have you had people say like, oh, I would like your stuff, but you can't give it to me on time, or, you know, like, you can't produce it? Because where are your stuff actually produced? Are they produced back in Australia?
No. So all my stock is in the US and in EU. I definitely adapted that from one back to make it efficient. And the other thing is, you know, it's all the carbon footprint too. So I make sure that everything I supply originates close to where I'm selling it to. Just so there's not too much shipping. There's not, you know, not too many planes and transport involved with what I'm doing. As much as possible, you know, I don't think anybody's perfect. But as long as you're trying to do a better thing, I think that's really important. In terms of your question, I guess, for me, my most important thing is to build personal relationships with all my clients. I would prefer to have 10 awesome personal relationships with clients and boats than 100 that, you know, that I don't know. I want to know everybody's first name, who I'm dealing with. I want to know what they like, you know, what styles they like, you know, what, if they need their stock on a certain date, I will do my very best to get it there. So yeah, I think I enjoy it at the moment, especially because we are still a smaller scale, that I still got the ability to talk to every one of my clients, you know, and I've made friends with a lot of people. Like, a lot of my clients have sort of messaged during COVID saying, hey, how are you? For not even an interest in uniforms. So, yeah, at the moment, I'm just really happy with the relationships I've built and the, you know, the uniforms I've supplied so far. I haven't had any complaints, nothing time-wise. So I just hope to continue and grow at that level, that I can maintain all of that, because to me, that's the most important thing. Like, it's an ethical company, sustainable and fair trade. And it would be, you know, it wouldn't be within the nature of the company not to have good relationships with the people I work with. That's probably, you know, one of the most important things.
Awesome. So, yeah, I love the fact, you know, that it's like family friendship, you know, kind of a feeling to, you know, versus customer client, that is so like not connected. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you there, and your kind of thing.
End of the day, I'm a stewardess and I'm working with stewardesses. So it's almost kind of, it's easy, you know, for me, which is
cool. And so, but realistically, If somebody puts an order in, like how long does it usually kind of take for the person to get it?
To get the order? With COVID, it's slightly different, although I haven't had COVID impact me too much, which is great. Honestly, with t-shirts and personalized things, embroidery and printing, it really depends. It depends if a client has their artwork ready. It really all comes down to the printing and the embroidery of what they want on their shirts or their tops. If the artwork's ready to go, I can have stock within a week normally to them. Ship delivered, we don't deliver anything in plastic. Everything comes in a, you know, recycled cardboard box. We try and use an already produced box if we can. You know, it's not the most glamorous. Not every piece of uniform is going to be packaged in a separate packet because normally that entails plastic, but you know, you're going to get your stock and it's going to be good and it's not going to impact the environment terribly. And so, yeah, everything comes within a week if the artwork's ready to go. And then I have some clients that don't have the artwork for their clothing. And then we just really try and help out, see if we can create some files for them and see if, you know, and some people don't even are changing logos and changing artwork. And then, you know, that takes a little bit longer as well because they've got to come up with a design and we can help with the design, turn it into a print ready file and help them with printing as well. So it really depends on what they
need to be on the safe side. Like if you have already your logos, everything set up, all you have to do is send and receive, you know, please, you know, give yourself 10 days, you know, prior to, you know, like order. So you have at least 10 days in between before you actually need the order. Don't like, you know, pick up the phone and say, hey, I need it by like today at midnight, because obviously it's not going to happen.
No, exactly. Anything that needs to be printed or embroidered, it'll take around a week.
And I think, to be honest, like the people that do this or that have to do this for whatever reason, I think they're, you know, you probably wouldn't be choosing something conscious, more conscious on the conscious side. You will be choosing whatever is available to you because you just need it at the moment, you know? So when, sure. I think when you do, you know, when a client, what, you know, you, the type of client that you're actually attracting are people that are researching and looking for the best choice that they're wanting to move towards to. And that takes time and that takes effort. And you're not just going to, you know, make the first choice. You really want to make sure that you're aligned with what you're buying and the company and all that. Because I think it's a very different clientele as well.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing as well is, you know, a lot of boats will organize their uniform inventory and downtime and seasonal. And so more often than not, even, you know, regular procedure, everything's kind of done in that downtime. There's not too many boats that I've experienced or that I've even worked for that need uniform tonight or tomorrow. Oh, just God. Purely because
I have plenty of stories of those.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've gotten lucky so far, but you know, like, yeah, I just find that, you know, there are some clients that, especially because they're moving, you know, they'll be in Holland one day and the next day where they're going to Palma. And they need it more of a situation where the boat's going to move rather than they need it for, you know, actual use. So if that's the case, you know, we do everything we can to try and get it there as soon as possible.
Awesome. And what else is coming up? I don't know. I'm just super excited. I actually met you on a trash cleanup beach day thing. And we, you know, we didn't really talk a lot, but there was some energy exchange there, and I definitely, you know, felt definitely called to have you on the show, and I'm glad I did, because now that I'm really getting to know the backstory and all that, it's I'm even more inspired and more empowered. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't have any more questions that are coming up for myself. What is there any advice you want to give to other stewardesses that may be thinking, you know, that they want to do something but that are not sure, or
touching on the beach clean, I'm always organizing beach clean, so anybody who's listening that wants to be part of a beach clean, get in touch with me. Obviously COVID, we don't have the biggest opportunity right now to go clean up the beaches, but as soon as this is all over, I'll be back on the beaches cleaning up. And in terms of advice, you know, like, if you have something on your mind, just put the steps in to do it. And it doesn't have to be big steps. There's no pressure. You don't have to take over the world tomorrow. You don't have to finish your degree tomorrow. But, you know, there's something little you can do. And to me, that's what keeps me mentally stimulated. That's what, you know, when I spend 8 hours in the laundry room, that's not my future career, but at least I can be thinking about something. I can be thinking about how cool it will be to, you know, we've pulled 2 tons of plastic last year out of the ocean, which is the equivalent of 100,000 500 mil bottles just through uniform sales. And, you know, when I'm standing in a laundry room for the 8th day in a row, you know, I'm thinking about that 3rd ton of plastic that I can help pull out of the ocean. And that's what keeps me going. And, you know, and I love it. And my advice to everybody is just baby steps. You know, I there's been times that I've been like, oh my goodness, you know, like I want this tomorrow and I want to be the, you know, take over, you know, the industry for environmental impact and do the best thing I can. And, you know, I want that tomorrow, but it doesn't happen like that. And you end up putting too much pressure, stressing out, and actually not doing as much as you could effectively at all. So my advice is, you know, one thing at a time, half a step at a time, and you'll be progressing. And it'll, as soon as you start the motions, it'll come into play. Like, you just have to start the motions. And as I said before, anybody who has, even if it's nothing to do with uniform or the environment, like anybody who has any questions or has anything on their mind that they want to do and they don't know how to get started, I'm more than happy to help and, you know, give some advice or anything. So,
awesome. Yeah. And yeah, you guys will have under the video how to contact Lauren. And yeah, I love that. You know, like, I have my motto, whatever, however you say it, is progress, not perfection, you know? And I think that is the key to anything in life, really, you know, just keep showing up, just taking that little baby step. And then all of a sudden you look back and it's like, oh, wow, that was a huge jump. And I didn't even realize I did that big jump.
Yeah, and good things always happen when you start. If you're not starting, nothing's going to happen. But I always find every time I start, and I always think, oh, wow, good karma. And it's not even really good karma. It's just the fact that, you know, you put the motion in play and it, good things are always going to happen if you try, I believe.
Exactly.
But it's, you know, there's always struggles, but the struggles are also part of the building blocks, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I had a massive HR struggle when I started my business. And that was like, I wanted to quit. And I took that energy and literally created more out of it. And that's how, yeah, like the whole female support platform actually came to life, because it wasn't even implemented at that time. So yeah, it's just a matter of how you perceive and how you want to propel yourself with the opportunities or challenges, which are literally opportunities that come your way.
I always say it's fuel for the fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. I am so happy that we got to do this and that we're sharing your story. So guys, know that anything is possible as long as you take action, because if not, it's just a thought. So if you want to learn more about Lauren, contact her under the video, and you can follow me on Yachts Mermaids. You can go to yachtsmermaids.com and sign up for the tribe. And yeah, see you until next time. Thank you, Lauren, for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
All right. This is Uncensored for Yachting International Radio. Hasta luego.